to Experience the Room. My name is Wendy Parker, and I'm extending an invitation to you, dear friend, to open the door to my podcast. So come inside where it's warm, take off your coat, get comfortable, and together we will discover the spacious room.
Hey there, and welcome to this week's podcast of The Spacious Room. Before winter blows in, sustaining your faith with his daily bread. Now, the days are getting colder down here in Australia, and we are heading towards the winter season. And I find, I don't know about you, but I just want to eat bread and lots of it. And I feel that my body, because it's getting colder, it actually needs the fueling up ready for the energy it's going to need to stay warm before the winter blows in. And as we dust off our winter coats and jackets and find comfort in the thought of cuddling up with a good book on a cold winter's night in front of the fire, it's far more appealing than reading one at the beach now. And it's that sense of belonging within these simple pleasures. And that's what they are. They're just simple pleasures. And perhaps this is why Paul, in 2 Timothy, he asks for his coat and he asks for his books when he knows his time here on earth is coming to a close. He's actually in a dungeon, he's in prison because of him preaching the gospel. And the book of 2 Timothy is probably the actual last letter Paul wrote in his imprisonment in Rome. And his lament towards the end of the letter is actually one of abandonment, and it's one of sadness because he lists all the people who have deserted him. I'm sure you've got one of those lists in your head too, all the people that have deserted you. And in his suffering, he proclaims that even though no one has defended him and no one has supported him in his hour of need, he didn't hold it against them. And he asks young Timothy to bring his cloak and his scrolls, especially the parchments. He makes a very, especially the parchments. So these are really important to Paul. And perhaps Paul needed these things for a sense of comfort as he awaits his execution. And then he asked Timothy to try his best to come before winter blows in. It says in 2 Timothy 4, 12 to 21. On your way here, it says, pick up the cloak I left with Carpus in Troas and bring the scrolls, especially the parchments. Try to come before winter blows in. Now, winter was a dangerous time to travel across the Mediterranean Sea. And Paul knew that if Timothy didn't get to him before winter blew in, then he probably wouldn't have been able to travel at all. It was a sort of now or never type of request. And dungeons, as you can imagine, were cold and damp in the summer, let alone the winter. And Paul needed some comforts from home to sustain him. And we'll never truly know what was written on the parchments and scrolls Paul asked for, but perhaps it was part of the Old Testament. And Paul felt that he needed to sustain his faith with what little time he had left. He decided that a good, thick winter coat and the Word of God, which was his daily bread, was all he needed before winter blew in. And I wonder, when the tempest winds of winter try to blow us all off course in our faith, do we sustain it with God's daily bread? Do we let his love wrap around us like a thick winter coat? And are these things we ask for when we feel abandoned or when nobody is there to defend us? Do we ask for these things? And are we fueling ourselves up daily so we can keep the fire of our faith burning before the winter blows in? And many times my faith, and probably your faith too, has been tested by the icy winter winds of desertion and abandonment that have tried to extinguish the fire of God within you and within me. Now your enemy wants you to fall for the lie that you're alone, that you're abandoned, and you're unwanted. And he wants you to think that you have no covering before the winter blows in. Don't let your faith die of malnutrition, because You're not sustaining it with the daily bread of God's word. Don't let the bitter winter winds of disappointment make you leave your coat behind when you need to keep the Holy Spirit, the covering of the coat of the Holy Spirit, fire burning within you. So if you found that the temperature has actually dropped in your faith in this season and you no longer feel the warm tingles of passion for God, ask for two things. The first one is the coat of God's covering to shield you and to bring back the warmth and feeling you experienced before the winter blew in. And number two, a daily hunger for the bread of God's word to sustain you for when the icy winter winds begin to howl around you. So don't give up on God, because with a good winter coat, he'll wrap you all in his presence. And he'll sustain you with the daily bread and keep your faith going through the bleak months. Trust me, you'll see the first buds of spring in your faith in no time.
Thank you for joining me today in the spacious room. I invite you to join me in my other rooms, my website, www.thebigvoiceonline.com, and my Big Voice YouTube channel. See you in the room next time.